27 centuries ago, in the ancient Middle East, God raised up Isaiah, a prophetic voice of truth to the nation of Israel. He spoke with great fiery passion and great conviction in a time of great turmoil, ravaged by foreign oppression and war from the outside. Isaiah wept as he watched the moral compass of his nation erode on the inside, lost in darkness, pain and suffering, injustice. It was all around him. But even in that darkest of hours, God was always there, with him and with us. The prophet begins to feel the surge of the words within, and he summons the people to a glimmer of hope when all hope seemed lost. A shoot will spring from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from the roots will bear fruit. A simple phrase, but a profound prophetic decree. The stem of Jesse, the father of King David, a man after God's own heart. With this phrase, Isaiah pulls from past glory and prophetically points to Jesus, the King of all glory. Isaiah prophesies, an heir to David's throne will emerge, and he will rise as ruler over all non-Jewish nations, for all their hopes will be met in him. 700 years later, on a night just like this, a thrill of hope was born. He knew that hope was not wishful thinking. Hope is the confident expectation that something amazingly Jesus is about to happen. It's the confident expectation that something good is going to happen. It's the scene of a child rushing to a Christmas tree on Sunday morning because they confidently expect that their mom and dad and Santa have left something amazing under that tree. And they rip it open with constant expectation that something good is in that gift. Hope is something sometimes we learn the hard way. In those days, Isaiah had an encounter with God that shows us that when life hits hard and all of our hopes and dreams are cut down to the stump, the root of Jesse arises in our hearts. He summons us to a place to go where we've never been before because we begin to put our hopes in him. What do you do when your hopes have been cut down? What do you do when you've lost the job at the worst time of year and your hopes in employment have been cut down? What do you do when the bills have cut you down? What happens when marriage sometimes cuts you down? Friendships and relationships have cut you down. Loss of loved ones in this season have cut you down. Health issues have cut you down. Maybe you struggle. Maybe there are just normal everyday things that you're just existing and that's cut you down. This is the hope that Isaiah spoke to, and he said very clearly in not so many ways, he says, when you feel you have been cut down to nothing, I want you to remember one thing, and that is this, that God beneath the roots is up to something. He's up to something. When you can't see it, God is there. When it's in the roots and it's hidden and you can't feel it, you can't see it, but it's coming. Hope is inside. Hope is a person. Isaiah knew this. And sometimes we sanitize the struggles that we face at Christmas time. Sometimes we sanitize the Christmas story. I know that Mary, She had to have learned hope the hard way. She had to have known that people gave her the stares as she walked down the streets, not so far different than us, looking at her as if she had a child out of wedlock, not knowing that she was carrying the hope of the nations in her womb. It must have been hard for Joseph, who had all of these big plans cut down by the stares of other people because, after all, she wasn't married to him. It must have been hard for Jesus, growing up in a common place, looked at illegitimately, not knowing what he carried. But something drove him. Something drives us for something more. Something speaks to us in the hard places. Something tells us that we were born for something greater than what we see. What Jesus saw was a vision of you and I going to that cross, dying on the cross, not only for the sins of the world, but so that he could give you hope on Christmas Eve night, on December 24th, 2019, you stumbled into here and you ran smack dab into hope. My name is Ryan Kibbe and I'm a hope dealer. And I dressed up like a blackjack dealer to tell you one thing. You may have come in with all hope lost, but Jack, I'm telling you, blackjack, you are a winner, and it's 21 for everyone tonight. Winner, 21 for everyone in the house. If you don't know what's going on and you don't know why, you know who. If you don't know what, you know who. If you don't know when, you know who. I want you to remember that God has gone before you and he knows your story better than you do, because he's in the roots and he's in the wait. He's in the waiting. The biblical scripture of hope in Romans 8 and the biblical word for waiting is this setting up of an ambush that just can't wait for God to invade your circumstance. You may have come to this place discouraged or disillusioned, but your hope is not in your circumstances. Disappointment and discouragement, yeah, they can be an enemy of hope, but it can also be a doorway to a deeper hope. Romans 8:28 says all things work together for good. It doesn't mean everything that happens is good. It means that God, when you're cut down, is working in the root system of something more glorious than you could ever imagine. He's going deeper. Our hope isn't in our things, our kids, our spouses, our friends, our schooling, our social status, our job, or the economy. Our hope is in the resurrection of Jesus, who was born on such a night as this. There are three people I close with that I want to speak to tonight. The first is this. Some of you may have grown up with a religious form of Jesus. He was a person that you needed to follow, but you didn't know. You were given the rules, but you didn't understand the relationship. You went to church and heard it's about relationship and not rules, and you spent the rest of your life trying to follow the rules instead of knowing the one who made the rules. I want to talk to the person who feels like they're so far from God, they don't know where they are. I want to talk to the person who has dedicated and rededicated their life to Jesus multiple times, and you're thinking, I just don't get it. Well, guess what? Tonight, you're going to get it. I want to speak to the person who is feeling in here, who's feeling overwhelmed by life. They have no joy. They feel hopeless. I want to tell that person that anything that makes you hopeless is under the influence of a lie. And Jesus wants to bury that lie. I want you to get your hopes up in Christ. And I want to speak to the person who has dreams, visions, and childlike anticipation to affect the world for his glory, and you don't know where to start. If you're any of these people, maybe you don't even know Jesus. If you're any of these people, maybe you have health issues. You have no hope. Hope said it earlier. By the way, I'm married to hope, literally. She said it earlier. Why not trust in the one who is the God of miracles? And if that is you, in any of those circumstances, you have found yourself in any of those circumstances, I would like you to stand right now so I can pray for you at the close of this service. Would you stand? Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your courage. Thank you. God is honoring that. God is honoring that. Would you guys close your eyes? Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come right now. I know you're in us, but right now I'm asking that you rest upon them right now. And these people that have stood, if they don't know you, I pray they know you. If they need a healing in their body, I pray they know you. If they need hope in their circumstances, I pray they experience you. If they need encouragement, I pray they encounter you. And I pray that if they came in heavy, they walk out light by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand as we close? If any of you need to be ministered to over this holiday season, I want you to feel free to fill out any one of those cards and put them in the box on the way out. But I want to read you a declaration from Romans 15. It's out of the Passion Translation. And I want to declare this over you, that this is your inheritance. I love the way this particular translation is written. I like them all, but I like this one for this night. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with His superabundance until you radiate with hope. I pray this holiday season you radiate hope. And I pray that you have a God encounter that is so profound over this holiday season, and even tomorrow on Christmas Day, that you have an encounter with Jesus that is so profound that, as I said in the first service, it rattles your ancestors. I love you. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Be sure to visit ElevationChurchWisconsin.com for other exciting new content from Elevation Church.